Okay. Well, we were in the middle of discussing last time that we didn't get to was the question of Tosos at the end of Diramasal B'E, which is a basic question on Rav Nachman, right? Rav Nachman says Hadra Ara v'Hadri Peiri. The question is, why is Hadra Ara v'Hadri Peiri? Let's remember the case. Yoni's the Marakama. I say I've been here 3 years, but there's only eight of them. I've been here 2 years, so I have to give back the land and pay back the 2 years of payros. And give back the 2 years of payros. Why aren't I Nemon but Migo? Then I could have said Laperos Yerati, which is exactly what Rizvin says, right? So that's, we have the sum on the board last time. Question on Hadra Ara the Hadri Pere, which is, why isn't he Nemon? The Gabi Peros, Migu, the Matsi Tayan, the Yacholiton, the Peros Yoranti. So we saw number one, Rabbeinu Gershom, right? Rabbeinu Gershom says that's not a question in the Gemara. That is in the Gemara, right? We saw Rabbeinu Gershom and the Yeshom and the Ritva said this is not a question of the Gemara. This is a question of the Gemara. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, seemingly, he doesn't explain so much. That is what Rizvin is saying. That's exactly what Rizvin is saying for Rav Nachman. Not the Hadra Ara Peiri. Rizvin says you're wrong. It's not Hadra Peiri because you have a Migo of the Peiros Yerati. That's what Rabbeinu Gershom says. I'm Rizvin. I'm my Hadra Peiri, says back to Rav Nachman. Right? He's not saying like everyone else. Everyone else has been saying a new thing. Rizvin saying, oh, I have a new Ha'ara. No, he doesn't have a new Ha'ara. He's attacking Rav Nachman. I'm my Hadra Peiri. I'm E Tondra Ara Peiros Yerati. Shen, etc. Naman.
Okay.
What does he mean by that? Lachora, he means Migo. Because that's not what the guy's timing. The guy's timing is my land. So, number one is Rabbi Gershom. He says that is exactly Rabbi Shita. That is exactly Shitas from Svid. Rizvin is saying that Taka, he is Nemon Gabi Peiros, and he is disagreeing with Rav Nachman. Rizvin's not adding a Ha'ara like everyone else. Rizvin is disagreeing with Rav Nachman, and the last thing he put on the board was the Ritva of Shane Yesh Omerim or something. I'm not really so medactic, whether it's a Yesh Omerim or it's a Yesh Beforshim or B'Shem Achirim. Okay, thank you. B'Shem Achirim says the Ritva, quoting the mysterious, the Achirim, okay, Shem Achirim. He says, that is exactly the Gemara's question. That's not a sheet of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, I hachi aranami, that's what the Gemara meant. Not like the two main sheetahs. The two main sheetahs, we saw, I hachi aranami, when I say it's my land, why are I believe that it's my land? Because of the chazaka of l'chutz avinish l'mecha arid l'am delay. Or Tosos, when I say it's my land, why are I at least believed to say everyone keep what they're holding? To keep my payros, because keep the payros, because l'chutz avinish l'mecha arid l'am delay, says the Ritva in the name of the Acher, he says no. That is the Gemara's question. Again, not like Tosos. Tosos says, why aren't I believed to keep the payros directly to the Lochatzah? The Ritva says, no, the Gemara's to the Achir, not the Ritva himself necessarily, says, no, the Gemara's question is, why aren't I Nemon Gabi the payros? The Migo, I could have said, the payros, Yeradji. I understand that I can't win and say it's my land, even the Gabi payros, with Lochatzah and Shalechon payros to Lopti Lakes. I'm claiming it's my land and I have no proof that it's my land. But let me have a Migo. That is the Gemara's question of Ihaki Aranami. The question was, I should be Nemon Migo? And the answer is, Let me know what the answer is. The answer is Ach Vishtara beats Migo. Yes, I have a Migo. I could have said the Pirshirati, but Ach Vishtara, not only Ach Vishtara wins itself, it also beats a Migo. Okay, because Ach Vishtara is so strong, it's a strong Kazaka that beats a Migo. Maybe it's an Anatsani that beats a Migo. Okay, those are the two minority shitas. However, most Rishonim assume that this question is not found anywhere in the Gemara. It's not what someone says or even what someone asks. What do most Rishonim say? All the other Rishonim, including the Rishonim of Sandra Gaya, say that, that why can't I use this Migo? So there's different svaras, different catchphrase they use. There are Rabban who use the catchphrase, Migo Ligroa, right? Migo for less. Some Chronim use the phrase Migo, not just Chronim, there are Rabban in other places. Some Rishonim, Migo Chati Taina. Okay, it's exactly the same thing, maybe not. What is the Ramban and the, who else did I put in the book of Yosef, and the Rifa, B'Shem, not Achir, B'Yish, Omrim, and the Rush, and, you know, the, okay, they're not the only ones, but let's just put a few, right? The Ramban, the book of Yosef, the Rush, Tosos, first, etc. All say, all right, Tosas, not quite as clear, maybe he's a little different. We'll put him here at first, at least. They'll say that you can't use a Migo of, I could have asked for less. As even Tosas says here, Tosas asking in Tomar, Kilo Amarnami, the Pershirati, the Ice Society of the Shun, Yashmai, Inema, Vitante, the Migo, the Boyo, the Pershirati, Lavirki, the Inza Migo, Sherry, both of Gamakarka. It's not a Migo because he's asking for more. He's saying the land is mine. Migo, he could have said only the payrolls are mine. That's not a valid Migo. It's not a valid Migo to say, believe me, because I could have said less than I'm saying now. Right? So that's called, let's call this a Migo to grow. That's washing of the. We don't say a Migo Ligroa. For example, what do we mean by that? Meaning, we never say believe half by Taina because I could have said a Taina that asked for half as much. Meaning, I'm claiming it's my land, right? That's the case. I get the land and the papers. Believe me, Gabi, the papers because I could have said that I only get the papers. Now, again, lots of other people think Migo Ligroa and Rima. Right, even in the Scribes of Midibar Oven, the Balamor and others hold that Migo Ligroa is certainly Amrita. But the Rebbe Gersha obviously holds Migo Ligroa Amrita. This is not a rule, again, like every rule of Migo of Exlo Amrita, it's not, it's made up by Rishonim and it's only one opinion. The only things in the Gemara are Migo Makom Eden Lo Amrita and Migo Makom Chazaka is a Sugya and a simple shot of that Lo Amrita. Every other rule is Migo. Is made up. Maybe for good reason. Maybe we should say deduced. So what does that mean? That means that if I, you know, claim A and B, what does it mean to look grow? I claim A and B, I can't win only B with a Migo of claiming B. That is Migo Ligroa. I claim Karka and Pegos. Not like regular Migo is, I claim 100, and I could have claimed 100 in a different way, so I have a Migo. Here, I claim Karka and Pegos. I could have won the Pegos in a different way, but I could have won the Karka in a different way. So can I get half of it? So I could have only claimed half of it. That's a Migo Ligroa, or what the Yishonim call it elsewhere, Migo Chatzitayim. A Migo for half what I say. Can I do a half Migo? So the answer is Migo Ligroa Lo Amrinan, says the Ramban. Why Migo Ligroa Lo Amrinan? Because why Migo Ligroa Lo Amrinan or Migo Chatzitayna? That's the Ramban forms elsewhere. Or Migo Chatzitayna. Again, it's one Shita. So the way it sounds like, Pilsos doesn't explain terribly much here, right? He just says, after all, I'm asking for the karka. I can't like win only the Pyrrhus with Amigo. The Ramban here explains himself a little more. He says, give me a second. Someplace here. He says, in the end, he says, this is a complicated sugya, you know, needs more eon. Right? He gives a great explanation. Certainly, if one takes an understanding of Migo, that this should really tie into the lungus of Migo. And as a matter of fact, we discussed this when we had a board of more than one board full of Migo discussions, Nakuminas, etc. If you view Migo as Kalakataina, then you say, look, I'm the clock on these papers. I should believe in these papers. That would be very reasonable. You would not say like this from I. But if you understand Migo in the more common sense, old fashioned way, that is just like, it's a proof I'm telling the truth, an umdana, psychological umdana. I must be telling the truth. If I was a liar, I would have said the better lie. Here, hold on a second. I must be telling the truth. Because if I was a liar, I would have only asked for B. That's not true. Maybe I'm a liar. I'm just a liar who's a pig who wants A and B, right? What do you say? Believe me, if I'm a liar, I would have asked for $100 instead of $1,000. No, that's not true. I'm a liar and I asked for $1,000 because I want to win a lot of money, right? So it basically destroys the whole umdana. What's the svara? The svara is, if you look at Migo as Koakataina, then doesn't make sense. Or then, let me be more explicit, then we would say, then we should say Migo Legroa. But, says Ramban, if we look at Migo as an Omdina, Sheino Meshaker, then you would say, when do we say it's a proof I'm not Meshaker? When I have two tainas to win $100. I say this, so I'm going to put it in that one. I thought I was a liar. I just would have said the better one. So why would I say a weak one? Must be I'm a truth teller. The only explanation why I would say a weak taina is that I'm a truth teller. But over here, I'm claiming 1,000. But I could have won 100 with the other taina. Is there a proof that I'm a truth teller? No, maybe I'm a liar who just wanted 1,000, who just wanted to see if he could get 1,000. So there's no proof that I'm a truth teller. What are we going to say? Meaning it's Mali Lashakir. Why would I lie? Yes, Mali Lashakir. I lied because I wanted the car to have the papers, right? And then, Ein Migu Legroa, Kishema Nishakirhu, to Amar Taina Zu. Today, Lizkos be A plus B, right? Don't say, I must be a truth teller. If I was a liar, I would have just said the Pierce Urati. No, I'm a liar. So why can't I just say the Pierce Urati? Because I wanted to see if I get the car out.
Yeah. I'm a little confused with the Svara that then it doesn't make sense. Because insofar as you're making a bolder claim, you're more attracting attention and more likely to raise eyebrows about how you might be lying. And if you were to make a subtle claim, then you'd probably get away with it. Like if you were to steal a bus ride, you'd probably get away with it. But if you steal a diamond ring, you're probably not.
No, you admit the common sense that the risk or reward, there's a certain risk reward ratio, and they both increase together. If I were to steal a bus ride, I would likely get away with it, but I only get a bus ride. Or I steal a diamond ring, it's iffy, it's risky, but I get a lot of money. So if I'm a thief, I can choose to do either of those very logically. I can choose to say I'm willing to take a risk to defer a big payout, or I'll take a smaller risk for a small payout. But either one of those would be a thing a thief might do. Right? You wouldn't say, why would he do either one of those? No, a thief might choose that he wants to make a lot of money.
Oh, so the Ramban's not saying that a thief wouldn't have said B.
No, a thief could logically have reasons to either.
Oh.
As opposed to a regular Niko, but a liar would only say better time. Okay, good. So you're with me. Great. Okay, so that is the Ramban here and many, many other Rishonim. The what nafkamina comes out of this? An interesting question. Okay, Migla Bro, which ties into our discussion of Migo. One interesting thing that comes out of this is the discussion of the Rashban here in Deber Hamaskil in the Hadri Peri. What about another case of Migo? And you can discuss every case of Migo in the world, but another case of Migo very close to this. How about, unlike our case in the Gemara, what if there were no Edom that he ate Peros? He just admitted he ate Peros. Says the Rashban, Behani mi libi ika sad mi dachlinu lepeiri. Aval ileka sad yitlinu lepeiri lo dos pin, etc. What if he just said he ate 2 years of fruit? What if he just said he ate 2 years of fruit? Not Adam. That's not our case, right? What would be if he just said he ate 2 years of Peros? Good question, right? Would he be Neman to be believed that would we say Migo that let's believe him, Legabi the Peros, Migo that he could have said he didn't eat Peros? Right? So that is the discussion of the Ramban, of the Rashbam starts that way. The Muhios agrees with him, many others agree with him. So what about the following case? What about Toei Shekana Karka to Achal Shtei Shanim? The ain edos al ha'achiva. Again, someone's going to say that sounds suspiciously like or other, perhaps, depending on which type you have, which is where we're shown tied in. So, what about this case? So, said the Rashban, what about this case? Would we say, Migo, he could have said, I didn't eat the Migo, not Migo of Pirsirati. That we already dealt with. What about Migo of? I didn't eat. Could he say Migo of I didn't eat? So according to this, what we say, Migo of, well, I mean, not everyone deals with this. According to the Rabbi Gershom, of course he would have a Migo. He has a Migo there, he'd have a Migo there. He doesn't discuss it, right? But Lefora Potter Mila Shalom Pedros Migo. Just like Migo appears your mati, Migo Lachora, that's what you could say. What would the Britva say? Well, okay, here it gets a little complicated. Because that might depend on these different answers. Okay, but most of them come from Migo Lidroa. Is this a Migo Lidroa? Sounds like it's a Migo Lidroa. Why? Because if I said I lo achalti, then I'm saying it's not my land. If I say lo achalti, then I'm saying it's not my land. So what's the din here? So here we have a big machlokas. Let's deal with this big machlokas. Let's deal with this big machlokas. You know, let's go. It's a fundamental machlokas between Tosfos and many other Rishonim. Tosfos and Aleph say, he says it, even though he doesn't say quite so many words. Tomar halakam and arina ni damila rabal chatzal traditional peiri dikshem modus achal peiros vikachad sadish chay v'shalom tokshen yachol shava aveli leka chad sadi lo v'chay. If there's one, if he admitted he ate 3 years, he'd be potters. But I, for the case of Nasser Rabbi Abba, but my name came and karki yos v'tach the yado gal peiros. Shalom. Why not say if you lose the karki, you also lose the peiros? The yishlomer the hasamayim shomer shachlosh shaloshanim. The aid ainu meyed ella mishtayim. The hasam vade lo chad sadik pshita the potter. He says he ate 3 years. He's potter. Because if we believe he ate 3 years, he went to Karka. But if you could say he ate it 2 years, Tosfos is very clear he'd be Chayim. So Tosfos on Amud Aleph is the fundamental machlokes. Tosfos on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph says, Chayav Lashalem Peros. You're Chayav. You have no Migo. Why do you have no Migo? Because you can't say, again, he doesn't use the word Migo to grow. What he says is, if you lose the Karka, you also lose the payros. Why? Because Chayav Lashalem Peros Shel Shtei Shanim. Because you can't use a Migo or the payros without the Karka Migo. Katzitaina longer, you know, we could say that focus. However, most Rishonim disagree. Right? Says the Rashban and the Ramban. They say no. Potter. Mila Shalom Peros. Why are you Potter? Why isn't this a legal Libra? Why isn't this a legal Hatzitaina? So you could say we don't care about legal Libra. Rabbi Yerushalm. Why? Why isn't this Nibu Libra? So if I worked Rabbi Yerushalm, that would be very easy. And whoever's on Rabbi Yerushalm's side, but from Rabbi Yerushalm, you would say, no problem. You would say, you say a Nibu Libra. But the other Rishonim don't seem to hold that way. So what does the Rashban say? The Rashban says it's not a Nibu Libra. Says the Rashban, not Migu Diyacha Lomar Loachalti. That would be Migu Lagra. He wouldn't say Loachalti because he wants to claim the land. He wants to get a envy. So he wants to say it's his land. Rather, but Migu Diyacha Lomar Achalti Ktsas. He could say it's my land. I've been eating it for a number of years. But it's my land, but I only ate a little. And it's my land, I only ate a little. Then that's not a Migul Libra. He could claim A and B. He could claim the, this is, believe it, he could have claimed A. He could have said, it's my land, and I only ate $1 worth of Pyrrhus every year. Then he said, it's my land, and I ate $10,000 worth of Pyrrhus every year. Okay, so he's possibly paying the 10,000. Max, he could have said, it's not his land. Oh, that's a Migul Libra. What do you mean? He could have said it's not his land. A liar would never say it's not his land. He wants the land. But he could have said, if he were a liar, he would have said it's my land and I ate $1 worth of Peros. And that way, he would have been he would have been much safer. And therefore, that's a valid Migo. The Ramban gives three actually answers to this. First, the Rashban, but the Ramban will start with Peros Gimel. Go a little out of order. His first Peros. Is what does he say? He says again, not migu diyacholomar lomachalti. That would be migu libra. No, he wouldn't want to say lomachalti because he wants to think it's his land. Not migu diyacholomar. Or let me say it a little better. Migu the Yachalomar Kanisi Veloachalti. He could have said, but it's not a Migu Libra. He could have said, this is an exception to Rashban. Just like he could have said, I bought the land and I only eat $1 every year. He could have said, I bought the land and I didn't harvest. Now, again, it's a very suspicious time. Right? So he could have said, it's a Migu Libra. Really? I would make such a ridiculous claim, like I bought this land from you for a lot of money, and then I didn't bother to work the land. To say I only eat $1, he'd say, yeah, Migo could have said, I bought the land for you and I had bad luck. Okay, this is a Chiddush. He says, Migo, I could have said I bought the land for you and I didn't farm it. Why didn't I farm it? I was busy, I was distracted, I was this, I was that. You know, I needed a mental health year, whatever the case may be. Okay, it's a little tough, but that's what he says. The Ramban in his second answer, again, his first answer, just the, he says something very clever. He says, Nigul the Gro Long Rina. But this is not a Nigul. Nigul the Gro, I could have said Bapiris Yerati. That's Nigul the Gro. But over here, what could he have said? He could have said Lohakalti. He doesn't actually have to say Lohakalti. He could have just not said Akalti. What do we call a Nigul when he could have just not said anything? You're saying my wife by Ara, I could have said nothing. What do we call that? Maybe you could have said nothing. Wait, what's another word? Peshas or Peshita. Says, he says, not immediately by Lachalti. It's that. Peshasar. Who? A Peshahiter works even Ligroa slash Chatzitaina. This is not a Migu, this is a Petra-Asar. Why? See, it's not like he could have said Lo-Akalti. He just didn't have to say Akalti. He could have said nothing, and then he wouldn't have had to pay Peros. He only has to pay Peros because he's the Petra-Asar that says Akalti, and he's the Petra-Hinter who says, but it's my own land. So Petra-Asar, Petra-Hinter works even with Ron, because Petra-Asar, Petra-Hinter is not peace. Meaning, what's he saying? This is not a Migu, but a Pesha Asar Bechuli. And a Pesha Asar, remember we have this figure a few times, right? Is Pesha Asar Pesha the same as Migo, just a slightly different intensity? Or is Pesha Asar Pesha Hita a different principle? But Rabbani seems to be assuming in his second answer, and you wonder maybe that's a different answer, arguing about it. He's not sure about this. He's not sure what this whole thing says, at least for the reason. So Pesha Asar Pesha Hita is not the same as Migo. Pesha Asar Pesha Hita is a different principle. Maybe especially based on the categories that we were explaining. Migo is a psychological umdana. I must be telling truth because if I was a liar, I would never have said this. No, okay, that doesn't work to grow. What do you mean if I was a liar, I would never have asked for land? I said it's my land and papers. Of course, if I was a liar, I would have said it's my land. I want the land. Land is very important. But Peshas Rishi, not because psychological umdana, that's a kohataina. Meaning, Peshas Rishi Hinter means, yeah, there are different ways of expressing it. One way of expressing it, you can't believe half what I said about the other half. Not because of an umdana, if I'm telling the truth or not. Just formally, you can't accept half my word without the other half my word. So he says, look, you want to accept that I ate it? Accept that I bought it. You don't want to accept that I bought it? Don't accept that I ate it. And if so, then he's putter because the other guy says, fine, I don't want to accept all of your words because then I have to give you my land. I'll accept none of your words and I'll say you never ate it. So maybe Peshas Peshit, you're stronger than your words, evenly grow. Those are the three answers. Again, the first one being the Rashbam of the of the Ramban. Yes. Okay, what would the Asher of the Ritva say about this? You know, that sort of depends. Because either way, it's still against Achri Shtarach. It's our same type of it. And there's an outside that I didn't buy because of Achri Shtarach. So I don't think they give the Rashbam's answer or the Ramban's third answer because it doesn't matter how good the people I come up with, it still doesn't work against Achri Shtarach. The question is whether Pesha also works against Achri Shtarach. Yes, Lion. Okay, but we don't have any evidence. Yes.
Is the Rashbam in Lamandala the Madala the Boston Rashbam sensation so? Because that you can make a big deal. Push which make it your follow man conclusion of that's the right. Yeah, but it says Migu to your follow man of Kral Mahada. So no, after we call your follow man, I'm the off you this thing.
What does he say here? He says, if he says, without Katsata, right? Ella Shul. Well, he gets sad enough very there, he says. Just me, I could have said I didn't eat it all. Second. Me, good, you have a lot of the heroes. Ki em at.
is a very, I mean, it's actually talking about the exact same case, right? Yeah, the only thing I could think of is this, that, you know, it's just a little more technically complicated. In this case, this is the difference. It's not a skewer thing. So you hear what Dovi is saying. Dovi's saying that Amam Dalar on Aleph, in the last very long Rosh Bam, he says, well, Ruben Tovet Shimmer, only Zaltal Arai, but Achlas Pirusel Shasayim. Normally, Shimon's Vanta Niali, unless the Shimon Edi Chazaka, the Dina Ula, during our Lamara, he came to the West of Edi Chazaka, with the Peri, the Shtab, the Vinia Haltu, the Kangal, the Pesha Hasu of Shehater, the Adam and Hadley, and the Peri Lamahadr, the Lekasadi, the Achala Pirus. Maybe the Yahoo, Loachli Klau, Yahoo, and Ami, Achli Gizvini. Okay, there he says, Midbar, I'm going to say, I didn't eat it all, but on Lamy Gunal base, he's obviously very adopted. And not say me going to say at all, but rather say me good that I could say I only ate a little. And Dovi's asking, isn't that a steer in the Rashbam? And the answer, Dovi knows that it's not a steer in the Rashbam, because the Rashbam's talking about, it's just that I was not properly adopting on board. That the Rashbam's talking about Lamedimel of Days, Lamedal, and Al, is talking about two separate cases. What's the difference in the case of Lamedimel of Days, I'll leave with the Rashbam, and the case of Lamedal and Al, I'll leave with the Rashbam? In the case of Lamed Daler and Aleph, Reuven says, Gazalta la Raiva Achalta Peiroseho Shnatayim. And Shimon says back to him, I agree I've been there 2 years, but I bought it. I mean, Lamed Daler and Aleph, that was the right word. Everyone agrees he's there, where he says, I've been there 2 years, just I bought it. On Lamed Gimel in days, look at the Rashbam de Ramasco, Ozwai Sisad and Ukla Targishin, by Dianai Machazel of Bakish, Edo Shoshana Shlishis, Lomata. He claims he's been there 3 years. He was only found Edo for 2 years. Claims he's been there 3 years. So Lamed Gimel in days is when he claims he's been there 3 years. Lamed Dalam and Aleph is when he claims he's been there 2 years. So the truth is,
he's still saying the rules.
No. Okay, yeah, I'll give you a second. The truth is that this board is now oversimplified because where's my eraser? Okay, so he's being very deducted, properly so. After all, Cohen should kind of cover up say Shannon, that's not actually the case of the Rashbam. What about Cohen? Not actually the case for Rashbam, because then it would be a stira. So let's say better what the Rashbam is taking a picture of us. What?
They're taking a picture.
I read that.
No, but it doesn't matter. If it's wrong, then we need to, hashtag srof b'chale. Give me a second. And 1 second. Mehem and Lomer. Yeah, I think that's what you have to say. What about Cohen Shetanakarka, the Achal, the Ein Edim, Al Ha'achila? What does Rashbam really say? Rashbam and Laman Gimelam and Aleph, Lam Gimel Bez Lam Dalam Aleph. Rashbam really says, it depends what his time was. Im ta'an she'achal beiz shanim ne'man migu yacha lomar. You admit it, not yet, you will see. Lomar lo'achalti. Why? Because this is not a migu with roa, because if he had said achalti lo'achalti the two shanim, it doesn't change the strength of his time for the karka. He has no incentive to say he ate 2 years. He knows that doesn't help him. Right? Lo'achalti, Neman, Migud Yachal Lomar Lo'achalti, ki, what's pshat? A liar has no incentive
to say Achalti Shtei Shanim because 2 years is meaningless. Everyone knows Chesed is about Shtei Shanim. But in Lamed Gimel and Aleph, that's a case for Im Ta'an Sha'achal Gimel Shanim. Ah, everyone knows your time is only that you eat it for 3 years. That's classic time. Oh, I ate it for 3 years, I have a chazaka, that's why I don't have my star, etc. Right? In Ta'an Sha'achal Gimel Shanim, then a lawyer has an incentive to say Achal Gimel Shanim. Everyone says Achal Gimel Shanim, that's why I win the land. If that's why the Rashbam was bothered, then Neman Lo the Migu to Lo Achalti, because that's not a good Migu. He would never want to say Lo Achalti. Then he's saying, I give up the land. I'm giving up my good time on the land. Why do you ever want to say that? Ella Migu to Achalti Ktsas. He could always say, I eat a little, and therefore I have my cousins a little shopping, and you know, not all yours are so successful, and that's why it's time to steal in Rashbam. I think it's more, that's why it's time to steal in Rashbam. Because he just has a different impetus.
The less they literally eat Chazaka means, and he wasn't even trying to get Chazaka.
I mean, look in the opening, this Reuven says, Gazalpa Raiva Kalta Pirashia Shinasayim, Barmala Shimo. Shimo doesn't argue in the Shinasayim, he just says, Avatani Ali. The less they should have ate a Chazaka because he hadn't been there for 3 years.
He wasn't even saying that.
Correct. Correct. Okay. I admit, but I still think that's the only way to read this first Rashbam, not because of me. I just think if you read the Rashbam, that's what comes out. I see what you're saying. You could have made the Okemta that Shimon claims 3 years and just doesn't have Edom,
but then
there's a Stira. So then obviously, then obviously you have to read them that way. So I think that's the answer to you in the response. What is the Ramban saying? The Ramban in his second Teretz is saying that he's Neman Lo Midin Migo Ella Midin Apesha Asar Bifuli. Shaharei Hu Amar Akamti Hu Amar Nidid Akamti. And even though he wouldn't have wanted to not say Akamti, even though it's illegal to grow, it doesn't matter. By Pesha Asar, he can say Nidid Akamti, he can say Nidid Akamti, etc. Ligroa is not a problem for Hapesha Osar, who Hapesha Itter. And then his third answer he says, you don't need the Rashbam. The Rashbam's good, but you could say Pesha Osar. And then he also says, do I have in the right order? Or maybe just got cut off here a little too early. But then his third answer is, Bani Omer that I could say I bought it and I didn't eat it yet. That since he doesn't have Edom for the Chazaka, so it's really not Legroa to say he didn't eat it. He didn't eat it at all. So says the Ramban. Favorite skimmel, he says, Neman Migu Shioko Lomer Hanisi Belo Achalti. And unlike the Rashbam, right? Unlike the Rashbam, he thinks that the Kiddush is that once there are no Edim on Peskes Gimel Shanim, it's not a Giraon to say he didn't eat at all. Oh, you'll say, why would he drink the water? Why would he weaken his time by saying I didn't eat it? Once again, proof he didn't eat it. It's not a weakening sign to say he didn't eat it. Okay, for our context, it is a weakening of his time. And there are a lot of things that it's not a weakening of his time. And those are the three deos of the Ramban. Again, the Gerim Gersho and the Balamor and the Sugya of the Gerim Barabban doesn't care about Mugu Lubro, wouldn't care at all. Because, like, of course that works. The three Pashat, right? For the Lefi Rabinum Gershom, Udi Ime, such as Balamor and Rabbi Barabban, who is not bothered at all by the fact he said, oh, of course, every time I say it's my Bethel, I don't mean that I could have said I didn't eat the Beirus. And he's not worried about the fact this meal was brought. Pashut. Shenemar, the Migu de Moachalti. Because we do say Amigo, because we do say Amigo Libra, and Tosun Abam Gimel and Aleph has a last Shita. Tosun Abam Gimel and Aleph says that if I say I ate it 2 years, he also makes a total of 2 years and 3 years. If I say I ate it 2 years, Taka, I lose. I never have Amigo. Tosun thinks I never have Amigo. Tosos says, I never have Amigo. Where do we bring for Tosos? I guess we'll try to squeeze him at the bottom. Tosos, who discusses this, not here, but Daf Lamed Gimel Amed Aleph, Agav, his discussion here. So what does it say there? Tosos said here that the whole point of my Rabbah is that you can't say Amigo Lohachal. That's the whole point of my Rabbah, or Tosos, or Amigo Lohachal. You can't say Amigo Lohachal. Because if I lose the land, I lose the... I lose the payos. Okay, that might be coming from a slightly different angle, but it's certainly the same shita. Tosso says, Eino neman bimigu klau delo shaya lehamino bimigo klape peros in ta'an shakarka shalo. If he times on the karka, it's not shy if we want all by the heroes for Amigo. However, what does that mean? Lisa, this is also a colleague, if I say 2 years or if I say 3 years. And this, you probably need some other wonders for this, but let's just find somewhere to put this. Make a little embassy here, put this on the board. Therefore, if Ta'an Sha'achal Beishanim, Chayav l'shalim heiros, because he doesn't have amigo. I claim it's mine that ate it 2 years. And you claim it's yours, but I never bought it. I lose, I paid back the karka. I also have to pay 2 years of heiros, because I can't have amigo. But ta'an sha'achal gimel shanim potter, but not because amigo. Not because amigo I put aside in the heiros. But because of b'manasha, because if I didn't eat heiros 3 years, then I don't owe you money. If I didn't pay for 3 years, then I get the land. Potter, lo misham migo, ella misham memanashah. In lo achal, bim achal, hari hirtzik. If I didn't eat, I didn't eat. If I ate, then I have a chazaka. Okay, fascinating. We're not getting this now, but in part, you might want to know. Okay, so why don't all the other Rishonim say that if I claim to have eaten it 3 years, I'm potter, not because of me, because of me, Manashah. So if I eat it 3 years, I get the whole land. And if I didn't eat it 3 years, then I didn't eat it. So the answer might be that Tosos thinks that Chazaka comes from eating it for 3 years. So if I eat it for 3 years, I have a Chazaka. Could be some of the other Rishonim think, like Minyona said in our Sugya, that Chazaka comes from having Eidos and eating it for 3 years. And therefore, even if I eat it for 3 years, if I don't have Eidos, I still lose. Okay, so that is an important issue. There are more questions one could ask here, but if no one's going to ask the questions, then we are going
According to what Tosot said, so then why don't, if you say 2 years, why doesn't he have a Migu? They could have said 3 years.
Because why doesn't he have a Migu? He could have said 3 years. Because Amigos
not going to help for the payros once he loses the karka. Migu, he could have won by saying, I ate the karka for 3 years.
According to those, he's parted from the payros from Anafshach.
Right. He could have only won the payros. Right.
So then that should supply him a Migu for eating payros for 2 years.
Okay. The you're right. The real reason is that I think the reason Tosos doesn't say Migu Chatzi Taina is different from the reason the Ramban doesn't say Migu Chatzi Taina. Meaning, there could be another answer. Whatever you say, why don't you win in this case because of Migu of X? There's always lots of answers we haven't thought of, because that's the other question which there are always lots of answers to. But what I really want to say is that maybe Tosos thinks you don't say Migu Chatzi Taina for different reasons than Ramban thinks you don't say Migu Chatzi Taina. The Ramban thinks you don't say Migu Chatzi Taina because you can't say if he was a liar, he would have said this other thing. Because if he was a liar, he would have asked for less money. A liar might ask for more money, or you know, at least a liar might want to ask for more money. Tosos, if you look at Lamed Gimel and Aleph, in Lamed Gimel and Beis, he's very terse. It sounds more like the reason I'm saying Migu Chatzi Taina is not because, even if he was a liar, he wouldn't have said the other Taina, but because you can't believe someone halfway through Migu. You either believe them or you don't. If we're not going to believe everything you say, we can't believe anything you say. Not because of whether you had another good Taina, but because either we believe you 100% or we believe you 0%. We can't do palgina nemanus with amigo. I think that's kind of Tosos. That's what Tosos means. Once we don't believe, once you lose the karka, you automatically lose the payros. It's impossible to use amigo for the payros without the karka, because you can't use amigo for half your sentence without the other half your sentence, or at the very least, you can't use amigo for the tuffle of your sentence without the ikker of your sentence. So I think that might really be the answer to Abe's question. But the Ramban would have said, if he had Tosos Anocha, which he doesn't, that's a good Migo. But Tosos thinks, if we go here, why don't we say, if I claim A and B, why do we say Migo Hatsi Taina Lamina? I can't only be with the Migo claiming B. The Ramban says, because you can't say, if I was a liar, I would claim B. No, a liar wants a lot of money. But I think Tosos might say, nothing to do with what I would have done if I was a liar. We can't do Pankina Dibura. If I claim A and B, either we believe me for everything or for nothing. We can't believe me halfway. And that answers the Abe's question. Okay, brings up other questions, but we can discuss them perhaps at another juncture.
In terms of the Mimanashah, I think I missed something. The second side, if he did eat, then he would have a chazaka. But we need to eat him, then he ate in order to say he actually has a chazaka.
No, so that's the chiddush of this Tosfos, that you need even to prove you have a chazaka. But eating is ipso facto chazaka, even if you can't prove it. This is the question.
You don't get the land.
If you eat without Eden, is that a theoretical chazaka, just that you haven't proven it, or is that not a chazaka at all? Tosfos thinks if you eat without Eden, you haven't proven your chazaka, but theoretically is a chazaka, and therefore I could say Mimanashah. Like, for example, what if I go to you and say, you stole my land, and I admit you would eat it for 3 years? Tosfos would say, you win. And maybe you only hear would say, you don't, because it's not even called a chazaka if you wanted to eat it for 3 years.
I'm confused. So, who does Laldin is the main agent, so then you do have to eat it. How's that? How would that affect him for this?
Might depend on exactly why you need Edim in order to have a chazaka for 3 years. If you say like Rabbi Yonah, because the person's only not here for the shtar after he sees Edim watching for 3 years, then you didn't know in advance there would be a chazaka. Or if you say the Takana Rabbana with Edim, the Takana might be only ready for Edim. Okay, so each of these still has, there's lots of level of the onion yet to peel. But I think that we are going to leave the onion as peeled as it is at this point, and go weiter to the very, very important case of Nasfid Rabbi Abba. So let's go on to the Gemara. We're not going to start today by analyzing the Chesed Zabatim framework of Nasfid Rabbi Abba. I want to start with Nasfid Rabbi Abba, but we have to at least read the case in order to get to it.
Says the Gemara, how the Amr Khabri my voice by Ara, like the other 30 guys in this parish.
Rabbi, I'm not there, but you gotta take a picture of the board.
Amrli, you know, like 15 of the other 30 guys in this parish. I had Sada the Akhlat Flashni. He brought one egg that he ate it for 3 years. Stop. Now what happened? The machlok is exactly what this means. Almost everyone, except for the first day of the Meshbam, says he's now suing to give me back 3 years of payros. Now, what an interesting case. Basically, I have one aid that you stole my payros for 3 years. And what do you say back to that one aid? You say, I did, but they were really mine because I bought the land. Sounds awfully similar to Naska, famous Naska, the Rabbi Abba. Some are going to come to buy them. We were handing Naska, the Rabbi Abba. The whole Gabba, the chud of Naska. Naska means a bar of precious metal, let's say silver, from his friend. Also, the Kame, the Rabbi Ami, Habi Yosef, Rabbi Abba Kame. Right, Ravami was the Rebbe, where Ravami was the Talmud sitting in front of him, but apparently he was very clever. The victim brought one aid that the guy stole a bar of silver from him. I admit I stole it. Just like this case, I admit I ate the fruit. He didn't cut me, but it was mine. What do you mean? I just stole it back from you. It was mine the whole time. I just stole back what was rightfully mine. How can we judge this? If we tell him to pay, how can we tell him to pay? Like the Tresadi, there aren't two aid that he stole. Lift rates, patrim, ikachat sadim. Happy patrim. There's one aid, and what's the rule? The rule is that when there's one aid against you, you have to swear. You don't just get off. Lo yako, meirechad, be'ish, etc. He can't prove that you're wrong, but he can make you swear. Lishtava, so let him swear. Unclear what this next line means. Ha'amar michtav chakva. He admits that he stole, he says he stole, whoever. They came into Amr Chakva, and once he says he stole, Havali Kid Goslin, he is like a Goslin. Okay, he can't swear because he's like a Goslin.
Why do you translate that he stole, he took?
He grabbed. He didn't just take, he grabbed, right? You'll admit that I can say he grabbed?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because when you say he stole, he's admitting that he stole it. That's not what he's saying.
But he did grab it.
Yeah, he grabbed it.
Okay. Once he grabbed it, he's a goslin. Now, all the Rishonim think that what does it sound like? What? Basically, he can't swear because he's a goslin. That is the force of the Gemara. Maybe. What does it sound like? What does it sound like? Can't swear because he's a goslin. What does it remind us of? What does that remind us of? No, it's much worse. There's a Psol Gavra of a Goslin. A Goslin is the name of a Psol Gavra, right? If someone's a Goslin, what can't he do? He's Psol Eidos, right? There's a Psol Eidos of a Goslin. A Goslin is Psol Eidos. What else is a Goslin Psol for?
Sure.
So, basically, all the Rishonim know what we think at first. And then they all say, but it can't be. Right? But they all know what Pashim Shad and Gemara is. Pashim Shad and Gemara is that once he grabbed, he is a Goslin, and a Goslin is Pasul for Shmua, and that's why he can't swear. It's a Psol Gavra. However, it doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't it make any sense? Because why doesn't it make any sense to say that he is a Psol Gavra? Because after all, the debate is whether he stole or not. He claims he didn't steal, and the other guy claims he did steal, right? Meaning every time I accuse you of stealing and you say you didn't steal, we don't say you can't swear because I accuse you of stealing. That's circular. What about that? I have one aide who saw you grab something. One aid Pasul Agavra? One aid saw you doing Averis. That Pasul use Agavra for Shvua and for Eidos?
No.
No, of course one aid can't Pasul Agavra. You need two aid in Pasul Agavra. Oh, the guy admits he stole. Maybe that Pasul's him. Can a guy Pasul himself? No. What's the rule?
Ain't
none Mason Matsu Rosh, Sanhedrin, right? We did that a few years ago. Sanhedrin, if you had Rava.
Yeah, but that's what I was asking. How can you? He's not saying he stole. He said he took what was his. He's not claiming he's a goblin.
Not to mention the fact. Okay, great. So basically, it sounds like absolgabra, but everyone says can't be impossible. There's no way this guy can have absolgabra. So rather, what does it mean? Kigazlan equals the reason he can't swear. The reason he can't swear is kigazlan. And how is kigazlan a reason he can't swear if it doesn't mean what it seems to be? So the simplest answer is, what's always the simplest answer when you have a word in the Gemara that's very difficult to understand?
Lav dafka.
Wipe it off.
Simpler. Yeah.
Wipe it off.
Right? Basically, that's what almost all the Rishonim hold, right? The Rabbeinu, starting with the Rabbeinu Chananel, which again I put here. We don't have an original Rabbeinu Chananel on Bava Basra, right? This is, I mentioned a few times, the Rabbeinu Chananel in the Bar Ilan is from those sort of reddish brown books by Rabbi Blau. Is a series of many obscure Rishonim. They all have the same kind of cover. And he, if I recall correctly, took the Rabbeinu Chananel out of the Sefer Haner, which is an early sheet of the Bessis kind of book, who had a copy of Rabbeinu Chananel. So it's not an original, but nonetheless, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, he says that, he basically says he doesn't have the Gersa. What does he say? Lishtaba. The eight echad kiosel shvu da'asa. No, aimer darbein echad shvu da'asa. Aimer darbein echad shvu da'asa. Eight echad al leid mashvina leid al kafar. Hachal al kafar. My goodness, it's sada. He can't swear. Nothing to do with gazlan. He doesn't have the word gazlan. He says there are some nuschos that have gazlan. Basically, many rishonim say some nuschos have gazlan, but most of the rishonim think that that's not such a great gersa. Right? Says the Tosfos Rid. We just can't have the gersa of gazlan because it doesn't make. Because it doesn't make any sense, says the Ritva. We just don't have the Gersa of Nachon. So they're the longer seen on Velase below Noscha Dukni, the Beduyak Nuschos, right? Says the Tosrit, Kosim Gemars, Vechim, the Amr Chafi, Havalik Gazlin, the Gersa Yaseiri below Tzorach, right? So they are very basically most of the Rishonim say there's two of yourselves. There's one Gersa that's a little tricky and one Gersa that's easier to understand. But the Tosfos Rid and Ritva go further and say one Gersa is just wrong, one Gersa is right. So basically, one answer is Gersa Achas in the Rav and Rishonim. And most of the Rishonim say, well, there's this Gersa and this Gersa, we can explain them either way. But the Tosfos Rid and the Ritva just say, nope, you have to take this Gersa, you can't have the Gersa of Gazlan, says they don't have the part about the Gazlan. Oh, then why can't he swear? Nothing with the Gazlan. You know why he can't swear? Ha'amar Mechtav Chata. The nature of Kuzay Echad is to swear to contradict the Eid Echad. And here he can't swear to contradict the Eid Echad because he agreed with the Eid Echad. It's just coming through the back door, right? The secret passage, they say, with some side reason why he deserves to win. Right? So then why can't he swear? Why can't he swear? Because the Chiyav Shmua to the Shava Lehachish Es Ha'ed Hare Modehu. He's more than the aid, he's just paying something else, so he can't swear because he's not willing to, he's not claiming the thing that he should be swearing. Okay, very straightforward. Erase the word kigazlan. The Rashbam has the word kigazlan, but he doesn't want to make a big deal of it, says the Rashbam. Lishtava sashur she eid b'chaybo in a yachol, da modi d'chatav, eid b'chuy etc. He can't swear this shvua like I just like kid, right? The old kechakira. Kid seeing dead or kid just being comparison. Kid very big comparison. Just like a gazlan can't swear because he's a psul gavra. He can't swear because he admits that he stole in the same reason that the Rabbeinu Chananel, the other Rishonim say, because he admits that he stole, right? The Rashi and Shmuel say the same thing. L'shtava, eino yachol d'mo d'shachotah. He can't swear because he'd have to swear he didn't grab, and he admits he did grab. The guy, Hach Shvuah, possible Gazan and Kol Shvuah, and he's possible for this Shvuah, like a Gazan is possible for all Shvuahs. He's possible for swearing that he didn't grab. Why? Because he says he did grab. Because he says he did grab. So basically, Rashi and the Rashbam, Rashi Shvuos, and the Rashbam and the Ritva with the Gersaf Pigazwan. What do they say? They say it's just a very loose comparison. He is Pasol Milishaba Shelo Chatap Mishon Shehoda Sheachin Chatap Kemo Shegazlan Pasol L'chol HaShvuos Mishon Tzol Gavra. Okay. A Gavra, it really has nothing to do with anything. He's not Pasol for the Shvua. They're just trying to use the word puzzle to make this loose comparison sound palatable. Just like Gavra can't swear, he can't swear because he admits the opposite of what he's supposed to swear. How can I swear a little chata if I admit chata? So basically, they're agreeing the reason he can't swear is because he admits he was chote. The reason he can't swear is because he admits he was chote. And and just, it's a loose comparison to a Gavra who can't swear for a totally different, unrelated, not even parallel.
They do use the word puzzle, which the other Rishonim don't.
They do use the word puzzle. They do use the word puzzle. They don't, I said, why do they use the word puzzle? To make this comparison look better, right? The PR purposes. They want us to say, oh, it's similar to Gavra, so they use the word puzzle. But he's not puzzle because there's something wrong with him. He's possible because he's made it impossible. Basically, he's possible because of Odas Balden. He admitted that he grabbed, so how can he swear that he didn't grab? It's just that he made it impossible for himself to swear. That's what I'm claiming. The word possible has to be lopped off. I really don't see two ways around it. The third possibility is the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rabbi Yona. Again, like they know they're two years old. Lefi Gersas Kegazlan. They actually say no. It's really saying something. They actually say that it's really saying something. If you look in the, do we not have the wrong button here? I guess we don't. what does he say? Let's take the Rabbi Yona, for example. What does he say here? He says, let's read it inside. I thought he think he was here. All right. Let me just read it aside. Give me half a second. Says the Ramban, for example, he says, one second, where is this? Here we both are now. The have a tree de chafi of a lake gazlan umachaivi la dure. Right. Do you have a tray, right? I don't think we have this in our Rabbeinu Hanano. He doesn't have this. He doesn't have this line, but look what he says. The Havi, where's he bringing the Goslin? Clearly he says, Lam after the Goslin, Goslin washbino. Not because he's a Goslin, but he says, Havaliki Goslin, cause Rabbeinu Hanano, Schof de Sibu, Havaliki Goslin, Hachi Birusha, the E Havi trade the Hafe, Havi le Goslin, Umachayav le Adure. Oh, one second. No, he does have this. Maybe I'm going a little. This is Rabbeinu Hanan. That's right. This is the other Rabbeinu Hanan. They're just quoting Rabbeinu Hanan. Rabbeinu Hanan will be of Rishonim. What do they say? They say it a different part. Says Rabbeinu Hanan, quoted by the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rabbini over here. Says, what does it mean, Kid Goslin? Let me ask you the following question. Let us say that I have two Adim that you grabbed my watch. And you claim that it was your watch all along. Who wins? Two Adim that Yehuda grabbed my watch. And he says, yeah, that's because it was really his. Who wins?
You do.
Yeah, I mean, I better win or else there's not much society left, right? Why do I win? Because whenever someone grabs something, anything's possible, but we don't go by it. Whenever someone grabs something, there's nothing in the fascias for as long as something's possible and it's not proven beyond a reasonable doubt, etc. Right? Anything's possible, but whenever you grab something, the assumption is that it was mine and you stole it until proven otherwise. That's the chazaka, kamashatak, the other preliminaries of shalom. Well, the whole lot of gimel and days was the doubt was if you did grab something, what if you just cook something nicely? That's a different story. Then you become the mochzak, etc., and the whole debate in our gemaras. If you took something just when we were both sitting there smiling, then I bother you the mochzak from now on. If you took something and I wasn't there, that's the foray of folks to show them how strong that chazaka is, what we do that on that lami gimel base. If you take something that I grab it from me, then it's pasha that you're wrong and I'm right, because you grabbed it from me. So he says, what do you mean, Kid Goslin? Kid Goslin is not the reason he can't swear. Kid Goslin is not the reason he can't swear. It says, he just says, Havali Kid Goslin. It doesn't say that the reason he can't swear. He says, Kid Goslin is not the reason he can't swear. Kid Goslin is not the reason he can't swear. The reason he can't swear is just like the reason is because he admits he grabbed like the other pshat. No, so far every pshat agrees the reason he can't swear is because he's supposed to swear he didn't grab. And he can't swear he didn't grab because he admits he didn't grab. Question is, what do you do? Kigazlim. And Lishbaba, Kigazlim. What do you mean? The reason he can't swear is because he admits Mechtel Chatek. So first thought is, yes, he admits Mechtel Chatek. There's the word Kigazlim. Second is, he admits Mechtel Chatek, and therefore he can't take the Shvuah. He has to himself to take the Shvuah, and the Apostle of the Shvuah, just like Kigazlim called the Shvuah. Or says Rebbeinu Hanan, no. The reason he can't swear is obvious, Mechtel Chatek. And the way you read it is this, Lishbaba. He said he was chotev, never he can't swear. And now that he can't swear, I'll make another point. It's an additional point. It's not the reason you can't swear, rather, it's the next point. Now that we know he was chotev, still, why can't he say Didi Chafi? The answer is Kid Goslin, because anyone who is Chote is like a Goslin. I mean, Goslin is why they can't swear. It's like a Goslin in terms of we assume that it wasn't their item. That's what Kid Goslin. Now that we know he was Chote, he is Kid Goslin, meaning we assume he stole something that wasn't his. That's Kid Goslin.
After all, why isn't Didichatli just a good taina? I'm not asking Thomas the question, why can't you say Didichatli the Mino? Why is Didichatli a good taina? The answer is Kigat, but they would graft when someone else can't say Didichatli. Obviously, the rule of Gazla means that whoever grabs something has to go back and can't say Didichatli.
But if the witness comes and says that he stole it, why can't he make a shvuah that I didn't steal it?
He can! Because he already.
No.
Admitted that he's.
He didn't admit he stole it. These guys claiming he stole it.
No!
I didn't steal it.
No, but that's the witness says nothing stolen. The witness is claiming that he was stolen.
Okay. Doesn't say.
Right? Look, what does it say? It says, So he can't deny the witness.
If he had said, I thought you stole it, he could make it sure.
That's a little unclear, because then Bizdin might interrogate the one witness saying, what do you mean you saw him steal it? And you say, well, I mean, I saw him grab it. And then we'd be back to square one.
I mean, it sounds like the mechanics is that there's some sort of anantrahadi that Bateman says that anytime comes and says someone grabs something,
anytime someone grabbed something, anytime we've proven someone grabbed something, anantrahadi is stolen. That's what you meant to say. Correct. That's what Kigazla means according to Reina Chananel. It's not about why he can't swear. He can't swear for a different reason. But once he can't swear and we believe he grabbed it, why isn't Didi Chatbi a good taina? Kigazla, because every Gazla can't say Didi Chatbi. And everyone would agree to this. They just think it's obvious it doesn't mean a word in the Gemara. So all these three have in common is why can't he swear? He can't swear because he admitted that the eight is right. So what's the point of swearing once he admits that the eight is right? The question is what the word Gazla is doing that. We have three interesting technical answers. Of course, the most interesting answer is what's the most interesting Shita? Grandfather grandson duo?
Ravan.
Ravan and the Rav Yah, right? The Rav Yah was Ravan's grandson, right? The Rav Yah's father is Rav Halevi. And Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yol Halevi Rav Yah, Rav Yol Levi's father-in-law, if I'm not mistaken, was the Ravan, one of the earlier Rishonei Ashkenaz. So the Ravan and the Rav Yah have the same sheet here. They're both quoted in the Mordechai, although I couldn't find this in my set of Rav Yah. I don't have all the simanim of the Rav Yah in my set at home. I don't know, Abe, have they published all the Simon and the Rav Yah by now? Maybe it's just not in the Bar Ilan. I don't know. In any case, I couldn't find this Mordechai in the Rav Yah, but I did find it in the Ravan. how do we know the Mordechai is quoting Rav Yah? The Mordechai begins and he says, Kasav Aviasa, right? The Rav Yah is a very funny book. It has a lot of nicknames. It's called the Avi Ezri, and it's called the Avi Asa. I mean, it all starts with Avi, because that's his name, right? So the Avi Asa, the Avi Ezri, they're all what we call the Rav Yah. So Kasav, Avi Asa, etc. Bosai Pershu, etc. And you know, the Zikni Ravan, my grandfather Ravan said differently. What? It's not only the Bosai Ravan, the Ravan says, my colleagues Pershu. Basically, why can't he swear? So all the Calvin said, you know why he can't swear? Because he admits that he is right. There's nothing left for him to swear about. Not because he's a gospel. And the Rav Yah had two problems with this chat. Number one, they said, what's the word Kigazlan doing here? That's a good meaning. No one has an adequate explanation of the word Kigazlan. He didn't even know there was another Girsa. Apparently, as far as they had another Girsa in Ashkenaz. Rashbam didn't know another Girsa. Rashi didn't know another Girsa. The Rav Yah doesn't know. Tosos knows another Gersa. I don't know if those discussed explicitly. So he says the word Gazlan has to mean Gazlan. We all know what the word Gazlan means. Gazlan means certain soul gabra. According to you all, the word Gazlan is totally lavdavka. And number two, he asks Tosos this question. Right? The Ravan asks Tosos this question. He says, what do you mean he can't swear because he should be swearing lo chatvi and rather he admits chatvi? Let him swear b'mingo. Since he could have sworn lo chatvi, let him swear in chatvi di chatvi, we believe the migo of lo chatvi. Okay, which is Tosfos' question. So the Ravan, quoted by Rav Yah, therefore says you have to take it literally. He says, nope. He says,
It's a psul gavra de goslin. That's his big fish. Oh, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Fakeret says not that way. The, right, isn't this very reminiscent of the case in Sanhedrin, Daf Pesamud Beis, the Daf Yud Amud Aleph, right? There it says, Rav Yossi, Plomi Rava'ani Lirtsoni, right? Plomi did Gilai Arias with me willingly. I was willing. Right, so now I want to go to Beis Din and convict Plony. So Rav Yosef says, Rashu, I'm puzzled for Aedus, because once I admit that I also did Gilai Arias willingly, so therefore I am puzzled and I can't testify. And we don't pass that way, says Rava. No. Adam Karvitz last but ain't on the Russia. Ain't on the Mason Mount from Russia, says Rava. No, even though I'm saying something that means I did not Aira. I can't be Masonot for Russia, and therefore I'm still kosher Eidos. Even here, if I admit that I grabbed, not to mention the fact that I have an explanation for why I did it, then how can I pass myself for Eidos? So it's a little funny. Besides the fact that A, we only have proof that I grabbed, not that I stole, but even if you say proof that I grabbed is enough to pass me for Eidos, because you could say that. What could you say? You could say there are two different questions. The second question is who wins this court case. The first question is who's kosher to swear in this court case. In order to judge who's kosher to swear, we have to judge that before we know who wins. So we have to judge that just based on the facts that are visible to the naked eye. The facts visible to the naked eye, you grabbed a bar of silver from someone, so you're a puzzle. But the problem is who says you grabbed a bar of silver? The Eid Echad says, but the Eid Echad can't puzzle anyone. And you say, but we pass like Rava the Eid Amesimah from Russia. So says the Rabban, quoted by his grandson, Rav Yah, brought down the Mordechai, a tremendous chiddush. What's the tremendous chiddush? This is a chiddush atzum. What is the chiddush atzum? That a echad eino posel adam le'edus filishua. That's pasha. That's all over shots. An echad can't pass someone. We don't need to prove that. Hodas atzmo eino posel pechule. That is Rava in Sanhedrin. That's on the base. Ein adam mesam atzmo Russia. Ein adam mesam atzmo Russia. But what's the chiddush also of the Rabban and his grandson, quoted by his grandson, Rav Yom, but again, we have the original Rabban. I put him in the chorus here. He just says it at much greater length with many more rayas. He says, an echad can't do it, and you yourself can't do it. But you yourself plus an eight echad can. This is not the chiddush also. The chiddush also is an echad.
Sorry for that.
Plus hodas atmo. Mitzarpim lishnayim litzol atzmo le'edus v'lishmua, and he says explicitly in Sanhedrin also, if there had been one aid who said that Plony and I did Gilai Arias and I was that's not the case. How did the aid know if I'm looking or not? You know, that's not a thing the aid can usually see. But if there was an aid who says, pull me an eye, did Gilai Arias willingly, and I admitted that we did it willingly, then I tackle when we possibly aid us. Because the aid and me are two. Can we possibly aid us? But he makes no hint that it's Sanhedrin. The reason why he doesn't make lots of rush is because he was by himself and he wasn't with someone else. Because the other guy was only made that Plomi Rava OC, but not Lertzoni, because the other guy has no way of knowing if it was Rotzo or Bonus.
If you're going to accept that he admits that he grabbed it, so then accept his taina, that it was really his in the first place. Just like you said, if I accept that 3 years he was eating payroll, then you'd have to give him the land.
Aha. Here you have to throw in, beside this Chiddush Atzum, by the way, this is the Chiddush Atzum. Well, give me a second. This is the Chiddush Atzum, and he restricts the Chiddush. He doesn't say that your apostle Edus will shul forever now. It says very explicitly, both in the case of Sanhedrin and the case here, your own apostle in this case, in this statement, for Edus will shul. right? Possible little of Yeshua. Beer. Within Zeb no Bakhti. Not for the rest of your life. Only for this bit. Okay, what is this? What is the Shemitah Kiddush? There's the Hakira in what Rava means by Ein Other Mason Atzmo Russia. Right? What does Rava mean, Ein Other Mason Atzmo Russia? The simple shot, when Rava says Ein Other Mason Atzmo Russia, what's the Hakira? Says Rava, Ein Adam Mason Atzmo Russia. Shari Chanu say that Ein Adam Mason Atzmo Russia the Klal. He is possible the Edus to make himself a Russia. Why? Because his car makes a lot of fun, right? He's worthless. He is nothing. He is nothing. He is possible Legambre. I shouldn't say the word puzzle, that's being confusing. He is nothing since he's a Karo. Karo, his Eidos on himself doesn't exist. It's totally nullified, it's null and void. That's a better way of saying. It's null and void. It doesn't exist. He is not. However, says the Ravan and the Rav Yah, a tremendous kiddush. Says the Ravan and Rav Yah, no, that's what it sounds like. What Rav really means is that ain't on a mitzvah for Russia. You can't have Hodas Balvin to make yourself a Russia by yourself. Normally, when it comes to saying I owe someone money, I can do Hodas Balvin by myself. Hodas Balvin, I owe you $1,000, Shtayr from Daif. Right? But when it comes to Lipsol Atzmo, there's no Hodas Balvin. That's a, it's a big finish. That's not a simple shot of the word. It's not a sample of other Korobis Atzmo. He says, no, there's no Hodas Balvin to puzzle yourself Lipsol Atzmo on his own, like there is by Dini Mamas. By Dini Mamas, I can say over $1,000 on my own. No, no Hodas Balvin. However, I can still count as one or two aidens to apostle myself, but I can serve as one of two aiden to Lipsol Atzmo. Get my personal straight. He can't pass himself on his own. Ain't no mitzvah for it. Ain't no mitzvah for Russia, but Atzmos. But he can still be one of two people who make himself a Russia. And if he's one of two people who make himself a Russia, then he can make himself a Russia. Even that is restricted. Because still, he's a Karo, happy to testify himself to be even one of two people. So even that is restricted. No, it doesn't mean to make him a Russia forever. It just means to make him a Russia Manevshah in this case, meaning if we're going to accept his words in this case, then he wanted to either make himself puzzle. And if we're not going to accept his words, then we can't accept anything he could say. But at the very least, for this case, the Derek Manevshah, if we're going to listen to anything he says, then we have to listen to everything he says. If we listen to everything he says, then he's one of two aiden making himself puzzle and impossible. That the Shulchan Manuscript that Rav and Rav Yah that a echad puzzle does atzmo makes him a psul gavra the aidus lishvua the shvua in the feast master Rav Abba, and he extends that to aidus. Again, I could have said all kind of other smart, but he says the same thing for aidus lishvua, the same thing for being mumless and being impossible. So he makes no look at it in Sanhedrin Daf Test. He's very, very, very explicit in the Rabban. Now, of course, he makes a second kiddush as well. What's the second kiddush? What do you mean he's Mammon Lipsol Atzmo? He never says he stole. The Eid Echad never says he stole. He just says he grabbed. And the Eid Echad says he grabbed.
So he's making a second Kiddush that in determining whether someone's kosher or pasul for shvua, we determine whether kosher or pasul for shvua based on the appearances before we analyze the nature of what happened. As long as he says he grabbed and the other guy says he grabbed, and grabbing the hastam is stealing until proven otherwise. Now here's it's certainly recent. If he could swear, he could prove otherwise. But first, second. That's what Kiddush also. The second Kiddush is
really?
Yeah.
Reuven is furious at Shimon that Shimon took his diamond ring. So he grabs it. What are you doing with my diamond ring? How does that incriminate him?
Again, obviously, we saw the first page, but the Edom showed up on the scene and just started really paying Shimon's diamond ring. Everyone says, oh, it was really my diamond ring that I take. That's the oldest trick in the book. We saw you steal a diamond ring from someone. Now you're possible Edom. Oh, you have kindness? Okay, but until you prove your innocence, you're possible Shimon. And therefore, you can't prove your innocence because you're pasul l'shvua. Second chiddush is that nifsal l'shvua al pi mashenira l'chora mehamaisa shenaseh lifnei birur mashenomed. May achorei havaisa. Okay, this is in my words. I agree. Make a second kiddush. We first possibly do the shvua and then ask what happened. Which is funny. If we first asked what happened, you would have been possible shvua and you would have wanted not been possible shvua. But we first possibly said, that's the smaller kiddush. That's the technical seder on dvarim. Okay, the seder on dvarim is we look at what happened, decide if kosher for edus who suffered or shvua, and then adjudicate what happened behind the scenes, what's not visible to the naked eye. That's the second Kiddush. The first Kiddush also really, that a person can't make himself a Rasha if Rava just meant by himself, but he can together with someone else.
So we don't have the principle of innocent or proven guilty. But this is the opposite of that.
We don't have the principle. No, we have the principle of innocent until proven guilty when it comes to whether you are found guilty of a crime or an obligation. When it comes to whether you're kosher to serve or to give evidence, we don't have innocent until proven guilty. When it comes to the culture to give evidence, whoever seems possible to give evidence is possible to give evidence. Correct.
But there's two kinds of tshuva. There's a tshuva gavra, a karo, or something like that. But here, he's a possible because we're claiming he's a guilty person.
Basically, we're stuck in some sort of weird hermeneutic circle here. We don't know if he's kosher l'shvua or possible l'shvua. If we're matrim l'shvua, he swears that the Khatifa was innocent and didn't steal anything, and it turns out he's not pasul l'shvua, and it's self-justifying. If we say that he's pasul l'shvua, then he can't swear anything, and it turned out that when he grabbed, he stole something, as all the evidence points to, and we're right for pasul l'shvua. Right? Either way, it's going to work out. The question is just the Seder and Varim is going to be a very technical question. Do we say you're not pasul eidos, and do we say we don't decide if pasul eidos true until we really get to the bottom of things, and meanwhile everyone's kosher, or do we say no? If it looks like you're pasul unless you clarify that you're kosher, and then through circular reasoning, it turns out that each one is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay, it's a technical point. I think these points that we're not punishing you by pasuling you l'shvu or l'eidos. Keep in mind, you're only pasul in this case. We're not pasuling you for the rest of your life. We're just trying to figure out the rules of evidence. We figure out the rules of evidence based on what it looks like, then bring the evidence, then decide what really happened. You can't say we'll decide what really happened and then figure out the rules of evidence, because we need to know the rules of evidence before we decide what really happened. That's the Seder and Barim. I think you could have thought differently. Could have thought everyone's kosher until absolutely proven to be possible. Okay, maybe there are two chidushim atzumim. It doesn't matter. I'm not only at all how many chidushim are atzumim and how many chidushim are benonim and how many chidushim are pshutim. Anyway, some very, very big chidushim by the Rabban and the Rav Yah. Of course, that also segues into the main topic of today's shir, which is Tosa's question, which again, the Rabban was really contemporary with the early Bali Tosos, and he was already bothered by this question, which is why I understand why the shvua he's supposed to take is lo kakvi, and he can't take that shvua. But why can't he use amigo? After all, if he could prove the dechata, let's say he brings two edim that was really his nasco, of course he would win. So he has a proof the dechata. Let's go amigo. How did the amigo prove the dechata? Since he could have said lo katfi, let him say the dechata. Ah, he would have had to swear lo katfi. So those his friends from the Bayan. Then you could swear one thing, the amigo, you could have sworn something else. That's where the Rabban, Rav Yazari, Bayan, by like two things. A, the word Gazlin should really mean so Gazlin. And D, what about the Migo? And he says, well, there's no Migo, because you couldn't have sworn anyway. Doesn't get off the ground. Okay, we'll have to see all of Tosas' answers at Mir Tosha next time. And so we'll finish up the Makoros next time. And maybe we'll also, I will certainly add some more Makoros to really maybe get into the general issues of Mir Tosha and Yom Shabbat and Shalim. And I'll see you Mir Tosha on Thursday. Thursday is a violation of Raisa Baltosif, because after the official correspond, it is what it is. Whoever wants to come Thursday will come Thursday. Whoever is leaving for the year or otherwise busy will not be able to come Thursday. But what can you do?
We'll be in the classroom.
Yes.
He claimed that the Eidechod, he on the tzad that the Eidechod is Mechayiv Mamon, and that famous Chakira, so he held, which is a very similar Malach that Rebbe is taking in the Rabban, he held that since the guy really is a Gaz, Alpi Gzeres HaKosuv, and the only way, the Shvua is a parachute to get out of this getter. It's like the only way you can get out of it is to be nishba, that to be machish the eight.
Okay, you're absolutely right that this Rabban makes a lot of sense based on some of the things that the Rishonim will be saying that we'll see in the next year, which say that really the eight is like totally believed until proven otherwise. But I totally believe until proven otherwise. Again, it's not... you're right. I think you're right. But let's get to it next time.
Okay. So I just think that he thought the Ramban also held that he's a Gazlan Mamish.
No, but the Ramban doesn't say he's a Psul Gavra of Gazlan. That's one thing for sure not. The Ramban doesn't think the reason he can't swear is because he's a Psul Gavra of Gazlan from Shula.
If Mamun Shalachirim, he's holding it Shaloki, and he's like a Gazlan.
Yeah, but he's not saying the reason he can't swear is because he's Psul to swear.
That I'm over.
That far he's not going. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good day.